are you going? Then I'm far. There's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump
Theater.
So let's
pull the curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Well, it started off being a surreal experience.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Ben. Donald Trump.
Says.
Now you finally have a president.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space Ben Hur.
Donald Trump.
Says.
But I am fake, phony, fake.
Hi,
Donald Trump.
Face. Are we not the Superman? Are you pure Superman?
Yeah, we are the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald Trump.
This world new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald Trump.
Space when we bring to the world disorder.
When Donald Trump
says,
I don't know Putin, I have no deals in Russia, and the haters are going crazy.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space.
A source says that Donald Trump is a horrible, horrible human being.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space!
I'm against the people that make up stories.
There is a war between the ones who say there is a war and the ones who say that there isn't.
And I want you all to know that we are fighting the fake news. It's fake, phony, fake. A few days ago, I called the fake news the enemy of the people, and they are. They are the enemy of the people because they have no sources. They just make them up when there are none. The dishonest media did not explain that I called the fake news the enemy of the people, the fake news. So I'm not against the media. I'm not against the press. I don't mind bad stories if I deserve them. And I tell you, I love good stories, but the dishonest media did not explain that I called the fake news the enemy of the people, the fake news. And I want you all to know that we are fighting the fake news. It's fake, phony, fake. A few days ago, I called the fake news the enemy of the people, and they are. They are the enemy of the people because they have no sources. They just make them up when there are none. And what that does is it creates a false narrative.
If I felt the media were honest,
the Clinton News Network is one. It creates a whole false deal. And we have to fight it, folks. We have to fight it. They're very smart, they're very cunning, and they're very dishonest. So just to conclude, I mean, it's a very sensitive topic. And they get upset when we expose their false stories.
I consider the media to be indispensable to democracy. That we need an independent media to hold people like me to account. I mean, power can be very addictive, and it can be corrosive, and it's important for the media to call to account people who abuse their power.
I have great respect for the press.
It's not only not going to get better, it's going to get worse every day in the media. And here's why. But by the way, the internal logic makes sense. They're corporatist, globalist media that are adamantly opposed to an economic nationalist agenda like Donald Trump has. Every day it is going to be a fight.
I have great respect for reporters and the whole profession.
And I love the First Amendment. Nobody loves it better than me.
Nobody's stronger than me.
Nobody has better toys than I do.
There's nobody bigger or better at the military than I am.
Yeah. Nobody loves the Bible more than I do.
Nobody builds walls better than me.
Nobody's better to people with disabilities than me.
Nobody's fighting for the veterans like I'm fighting for the veterans.
There's nobody more pro-Israel than I am.
There's nobody more conservative than me.
There is nobody that respects women more than I do.
Nobody would be tougher on ISIS than Donald Trump.
Nobody's ever had crowds like Trump has had.
There's nobody that understands the horror of nuclear better than me.
And nobody even understands it but me. It's called devaluation.
The sale of the uranium, that nobody knows what it means. I know what it means.
Nobody knows more about trade than me.
Nobody knows politicians better than I do.
Nobody knows more about taxes than I do.
Nobody knows more about debt than I do.
Nobody knows the system better than me.
Which is why I alone can fix it.
Nobody can do it like me. Nobody. Nobody can do it like me. Honestly.
Nobody's stronger than me.
Nope.
Nobody does it better. Makes me feel sad for the rest. Nobody does it half as good as you.
Nobody loves the Bible more than I do.
Nobody does it better. Though sometimes I wish someone could. Nobody does it quite the way you do. Why'd you have to be so?
Grab him by the pussy.
There's some kind of magic inside you that keeps me from running, but just keep it coming. How'd you learn to do the things you do?
Nobody has better toys than I do.
Does it?
There's nobody bigger or better at the military than I am.
Nobody builds walls better than me.
Nobody's better to people with disabilities than me.
Nobody's fighting for the veterans like I'm fighting for the veterans.
There's nobody that's done so much for equality as I have.
There's nobody more pro-Israel than I am.
There's nobody more conservative than me.
There is nobody that respects women more than I do.
Nobody would be tougher on ISIS than Donald Trump.
Nobody's ever had crowds like Trump has had.
There's nobody that understands the horror of nuclear better than me.
And nobody even understands it but me. It's called devaluation.
The sale of the uranium that nobody knows what it means. I know what it means.
Nobody knows more about trade than me.
Nobody knows the game better than I do.
Nobody in the history of this country has ever known so much about infrastructure as Donald Trump.
I know the H-1B. I know the H-2B. Nobody knows it better than me.
Nobody knows politicians better than I do.
Nobody knows more about taxes than I do.
Nobody knows more about debt than I do.
Nobody knows the system better than me, which is why I alone can fix it.
I give myself an A+, okay, effort. But
can you give me an example of a time when someone was critical of you and you thought to yourself, I deserve that hit. I deserve that column.
No, I deserve probably that. I could never do that. I'm not going to give you any ideas.
No, but I'm not going to give you any ideas. Do you ever think to yourself, wow, I kind of screwed that up. I kind of deserved that hit.
Yeah, sure. And you know what? Honestly, if I do that, if that does happen, and if I take a hit, I won't give you any additional ammunition. But over the years, you make a mistake. Sure. I fully understand when they hit you.
What exactly is your relationship with Vladimir Putin?
I have no relationship with Putin. I have no relationship with Putin.
Do you have a relationship with Vladimir Putin?
I do have a relationship, and I can tell you that he's very interested in what we're doing here today. He's probably very interested in what you and I are saying today. I'm sure he's going to be seeing it in some form. But I do have a relationship with him, and I think it's very interesting to see what's happened. I mean, look, he's done a very brilliant job in terms of what he represents and who he's representing. If you look at what he's done with Syria, if you look at so many of the different things, he has really eaten our president's lunch. Let's not kid ourselves. He's done an amazing job. He put himself really as, you know, a lot of people would say he's put himself at the forefront of the world as the leader in a short period of time.
Nothing to do with Putin. I've never spoken to him. I don't know anything about him other than he will respect me.
I got to know him very well because we were both on 60 Minutes. We were stable mates, and we did very well that night.
We did 60 Minutes together. By the way, not together together, meaning he was probably shot in Moscow.
Well, he was in Moscow. You were in New York.
You know, I was in Moscow a couple of months ago. I owned the Miss Universe pageant. And they treated me so great. Putin even sent me a present, beautiful present, with a beautiful note. I spoke to all of his people.
I spoke indirectly and directly with President Putin, who could not have been nicer. I don't know Putin.
Are you ready for this, folks? Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? You know, I started off in Brooklyn. It has not been easy for me. I made a lot of sacrifices. My father gave me a small loan of $1 million. I've had tremendous success.
I built an unbelievable company. Tremendous cash. Tremendous
real boobs.
The great assets of the world.
I worked very, very hard. I've created jobs,
built great structures.
A massive,
the biggest
number
ever in our country's history. The best in the world.
Real boobs.
I know how to win.
I'm only interested in winning.
My father gave me a small loan of $1 million.
And I go to church and I love God and I love my church.
When the order's complete, I'll release them. I bought the house for $40 million. I sold it for $100
million.
When the order's complete, I'll release them.
I've been known as being a very smart guy for a long time.
Stupid, okay, I can tell you that.
These were made, I don't know where they were made, but they were made someplace. But they're great, someplace. It's ties, shirts, cufflinks, everything. Sold at Macy's, and they're doing great. Number one selling tie anywhere in the world.
What the hell is going on?
We're
going
to be looking at a lot of different things.
What's going on here? What's going on here?
Bad things are happening out there.
What the hell is going on?
I was not involved in that.
What's going on here? What's going on
I'd
here?
I'd like to.
I did try it.
How come the deeply troubled women?
I moved in her like a bitch.
They're always the best at bed.
There has to be some form of punishment.
You could see there was blood coming out of her eyes.
If Ivanka weren't my daughter.
Blood coming out of her wherever.
Perhaps I'd be dating her.
And now they're making Ghostbusters with only
Anyhow. You look at the statistics on rape.
What the hell is going on?
Global warming is a hoax.
What's going on here? What's going on here?
I won so many environmental awards.
What the hell is going on?
I wasn't involved in that.
What's going on here? What's going on here?
I was shot.
Here's the problem. Nobody knows. Here's the problem.
A lot of people do not think it was an authentic certificate.
I was shot.
That he was born in Kenya.
I don't make up anything.
Raised in Indonesia.
Let me tell you something.
Many articles. I know nothing about it. His mother was not in the hospital. I know nothing about it.
When the audit's complete, I'll release them.
Last week, somebody came out with a very strong statement saying, I know nothing about it. All I know is...
What the hell is going on?
He's a war hero because he was captured.
What's going on here? What's going on here?
I like people that weren't captured, okay?
What the hell is going on?
Let me just explain. I never...
What's going on here? What's going on
here? I'd like to... Number one, we have to start by keeping people out.
I want surveillance of certain mosques.
Okay.
On day one, we will begin working on an impenetrable,
bigger,
physical,
stronger,
tall,
beautiful,
powerful.
They had bombs lying all over the floor. They had bombs on the floor. I love the Mexican people.
The wall. Just
the
got.
I love the Mexican
10
people.
10 feet taller. Okay.
I will.
What's going on?
You have to take out their families.
What's going on here? What's going on here?
I'd love to have that power.
What the hell is going on?
My tax returns are very simple.
What's going on here? What's going on here?
Bernie Sanders was right.
What the hell is going on?
We're
going
to be looking at a lot of different things.
What's going on here? What's going on here?
Bad things are happening out there.
What the hell is going on?
I was not involved in that.
What's going on here?
I'd like to
grandmother.
They take a half a sentence, then they take a quarter of a sentence, they put it all together.
What do I have to get involved with Putin for? I have nothing to do with Putin. I've never spoken to him. I don't know anything about him other than he will respect me. He doesn't respect our president. And if it is Russia, which is probably not, nobody knows who it is, but if it is Russia, it's really bad for a different reason. Because it shows how little respect they have for our country when they would hack into a major party and get everything. But it would be interesting to see. I will tell you this. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press. I have no idea. I never met Putin.
Have you met Vladimir Putin?
Yes.
I am the first one that would like to see everybody, nobody have nukes.
You know, if you remember my first major speech, can you imagine? Knock, knock. Donald Trump. Oh, no. This is a disaster. And I got practically no notes and even less preparation. This is so true. I think I like this business, but I am fake, phony, fake. But it gave me an idea. Make up stories over and over and over again. We will eradicate true stories from the face of the earth. You're going to love it. You are going to love it.
I like soup.
It's so good. No reason I said it. I didn't have that on the list. It's lucky I thought about it.
Hello, darling. I'm sucking the blood out of the country. We're getting really bad dudes out of this country. And at a rate that nobody's ever seen before. And they're the bad ones. And it's a military operation.
The president said today that the deportations taking place under his watch are a military operation.
Right.
Secretary Kelly said the military won't be involved in deportations. Did the president misspeak?
The president was using that as an adjective.
I don't have to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. I don't have to tell you. I don't have to tell you. I don't have to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. I don't have to. I don't have to. I'm not going to tell you. I don't have to tell you. I have to tell you. I don't have to tell you. I have to tell you. I don't have to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. Just wait. Donald Trump rants and raves. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump rants and raves. Donald Trump. Oh, I'm not ranting and raving. I'm just telling you. I'm not ranting and raving. I love this. I love this. I love this. Let me just tell you something. That I don't have to tell you. I'm not gonna tell you. I don't have to tell you. I'm not gonna tell you. I don't have to tell you. Oh, tell you. And eventually, you guys are gonna get tired of asking that question.
Good people, this is your leader talking. I would like to promise you, I'd like to promise you, just a second. Promise them this, that, and the other thing. I promise you this, that, and the other thing. So everybody, go home, kick off your shoes, turn on the TV, and relax.
And that's an order.
Before the cabinet begins its contemplation, we have to pay our respect to the leader of our country and to our country. Ladies, please get the flag. Everybody rise and cheer the leader of the country. Viva
el presidente!
Viva
el presidente!
There's holes in the flag. Somebody been throwing stones at it?
Nonsense, moths. All right, put the flag away, and let's get down to business.
I'm glad you noticed that. There seems to be a rising discontent among the people. They don't like the way the country is being run.
How come? I give them this, that, and the other thing, don't I?
Of course you do. Don't listen to her. The country is in great shape.
Have you looked out the window lately?
No fear! Immigrants are welcome here, oh hey! No fear! Immigrants are welcome here, oh hey! No fear! Immigrants are welcome here, oh hey! No fear!
Are you going to believe your eyes or me? Go away, you! Everybody, go away!
Are you going to let him talk to us that way? We're your only loyal subjects.
Wait a minute. Everybody out, I'll send you one by one. Right now, I'd like to talk to the Minister of Finance. Is this any way to dress for an audience with your leader?
Well, we're in the midst of an economic recession, sir.
Oh, do not believe him. Did I not serve you a chocolate eclair for breakfast this morning?
Well, be that as it may, someone is tampering with the treasury. Now, if you just step to the window, I'll show you the economic state of your so-called great society.
It's not my president, not my president, not my president, not my president.
What does that prove? Every country has its low-rent district.
Well, I've heard of poverty, but that is ridiculous.
Go!
And send in my Secretary of the Navy.
Yes, I'll pipe him aboard.
Secretary of the Navy reporting, sir.
It's lies, all lies.
Oh, I haven't said anything yet.
Well, then speak first, and then it's lies, all lies.
How's my Navy holding up?
Well, since you brought it up, sir, why don't you come to the window and see for yourself?
Again?
Are you doing something about that?
Yes, sir, we are. We're teaching our sailors how to swim.
Good.
The people on shore are learning mouth-to-mouth resuscitation without becoming emotionally involved.
How can you do that?
It ain't easy.
Mr. President, I can't wait any longer. The country can't wait. We're in grave danger.
Throw the imposter out.
Yeah, throw the imposter out.
I'm no imposter. I'm your very own spy, Secret Agent 0036.
Secret Agent 0036?
Oh, 36!
I want you to know that I've uncovered plenty.
Can't argue with that, can you?
She's in the pay of the enemy.
You sure you're not a counter-spy?
Mr. President, I have nothing to hide.
Well, you can't argue with that either.
If you can't trust your very own spy, who can you trust?
Yeah, who can I trust?
Me. And I say the country is in great shape.
And I say it's in terrible shape. Take a look. Not at me, at the state of the country.
Oh.
Must be the window facing the west. Where is everybody? Where is everybody?
They have been taken care of along with the rest of your cabinet.
What? Where's my loyal subjects? Where's my cabinet? Where are you? My cabinet? My loyal subjects? Where are you? Where are you? Come back! I need you!
Would you like to join them?
What do you mean? I'm the leader of this country and president of the 8th Grade Camera Club.
You are not a president. You are nothing but a puppet ruler.
Me? A puppet ruler?
It's like puppets.
But States. No puppet. And it's pretty clear.
You're the puppet.
I won't be your puppet. I refuse to be your puppet.
Thanks to
Leonard Cohen,
George
Bush, Steve Bannon, Carly Simon,
friends George
Stephanopoulos,
and thanks to
Peter Serafinovich, Stephen Colbert, Steinsky, episode
of
Gilligan's
Island.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.